The shulchan that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was first in the Mishkan, was made of atzei shittim, special, expensive, fine wood. In fact, Rashi points out that this wood was planted in Israel, brought down by Yaakov Avinu on his way to Mitzrayim. It is then brought out on the way back, meaning what he's told, what he tells the Jewish people is, when you leave, bring the atzei shittim with you because you're going to need it. And so I think the question is, what is so special about the atzei shittim? What do we do with them? So there is a beautiful medrash, and the medrash tells us that what does shittim stand for? Shalom tova yeshua and mechila, peace, good, salvation, and forgiveness. In a sense, the Jews would get all this bracha through the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Amazing. And so it really is beautiful that Yaakov Avinu had the foresight to tell the Jewish people that this wood that came from Israel was going to go with you, travel with you, and bring you back to give you those four brachos. But the question Rabbi Frand asks is, what do we do nowadays? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. How do we get that? So Rabbeinu Bechaye offers a beautiful explanation. He says that nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. What brings us the same salvation? It's the our shulchan, our personal shulchan, our dining room table, our kitchen table. What's so special about our dining room table and our kitchen table? So those are places that we have the opportunity to host others, to feed others, to care for others, basically to share those four brachos with either those in need, our family, those less fortunate, the poor, or our friends. When we bring them to our tables, what we're doing is we're showering them with bracha. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says the bracha that comes back, it boomerangs back to us. By helping other people, that chesed comes back in turn to help us. Rabbeinu Bechaye ends his comment by saying that there was a custom in France that their shulchan, their dining room table, would become the aron, would become the coffin in which people would be buried in. Why? What's the connection? So just imagine the image. It's a person's levaya, and they're carrying the aron to the ground, and the chevra, the friends, the family, and even the poor that were connected to this person, they look and they see that aron, and they say, yeah, that's the shulchan that we sat at. It conjures up that bracha that they shared with the deceased for all those years. That's how the table has the ability to be the atzei shittim message, the bracha that we hope and wish for everyone, of shalom, peace, tova, goodness, Yeshua, salvation, and mechila, forgiveness. Have a great day.